Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Report here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Training camp is finally here, as you can see with the players signing autographs for the droves of fans that arrived at Lehigh University to see the first practice for the rookies and selected veterans on Monday. Now, the big story on Sunday when the players arrived was that defensive tackle Mike Patterson will be out for all of training camp, recovering from the offseason surgery to repair a brain condition. First-round pick Fletcher Cox knows that a lot was already expected of him coming to Philadelphia, but now even more pressure will be on him to perform, and he is ready for the task.
I feel like it's an opportunity for me, and we just keep Mike in our prayers, and hopefully that he gets back on the field as soon as possible. I mean, just first of all, just getting used to the speed of the game usually is the toughest thing. Well, really was the toughest thing for me, you know, OTAs, but I kind of picked up on it, and now that we got pads on, I can kind of adjust myself more to it, and you know, at the end of the day, it's still football, and you know, everyone's still physical.
One of the few down notes for the Eagles in this entire offseason was the injury to Jason Peters. Everyone is wondering how the Eagles will fare without their top offensive lineman from 2011. Now, one thing to consider here is that the rest of the four starters are all returning from last season and should be a more cohesive unit. Offensive line coach Howard Mudd talked on Monday about how those four will help overcome the loss of Peters.
That's the big deal to me, is if they start out where they left off, that means that they've spent time, quality time, thinking about what they did last year, and that's important, and then we'll move on from there. And then Demetri, they help each other. That's the big deal for me, is that I'm not out there coaching everyone in terms of, you know, they can help that other guy, Demetrius, know what I'm expecting, or they can help him, you know, through a difficult time. They see it maybe a little differently. Good, go for it. You guys coach each other. That's the part that makes me feel really good.
Now, most of the veterans are going to report on Wednesday for a training camp here at Lehigh University, but the quarterbacks all had to be here for these first couple of days of rookie and selected vet practices. And during this time, quarterbacks coach Doug Peterson gets to work on the finer details of playing the quarterback position, and he certainly has a talented quartet to work with.
Came in understanding how he played, good and bad, last year. He came in with maybe a little bit of a chip on his shoulder for this season coming up because he knows he can play better. And then his leadership ability, getting the guys in the weight room, getting the guys, even when as coaches we couldn't be with the players early on in the spring, to get the guys, to rally the guys, to go throw, to get the defensive guys. That's something that, you know, in the past he probably wouldn't have done. But now he's the guy. He's the quarterback. He's the face of the franchise, so to speak. And so he's put himself in a good position and kind of stepping out of that shell a little bit. And he's leading and he's doing the right things. And by no means is he perfect, and he'll tell you that. But he's in a good spot right now.
If you want to watch practice highlights, interviews, and a whole lot more, make sure you join us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com beginning at 3 p.m. Tuesday for Training Camp Live with Dave Spadaro. Reporting from the practice fields here at Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, I'm Chris McPherson. Have a great Eagles night.